Welcome, welcome. It is July the 24th, and you have just tuned in to BYTV Media. Shay Renee and friends, and we're going up on another Tuesday. How are you guys tonight? Hope you're doing well. We're excited about tonight. You know, we just get together and we just talk about whatever comes to mind. And so anyway, hopefully you will enjoy what comes on the top of our heads. There's no telling with these ladies. And so without further ado, let me welcome Sister Estherine. How are you?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. How are you? This is Sister Estherine. And as always, every Tuesday, I am so happy to be here. Yes, I am. Thank you, Shay.
Well, thank you, Sister. You do sound like you're just happy to be here.
Well, yes, baby. I just had a great day today. I just did a little traveling, and I just got some sunshine and got a little tan. And yes, honey, I feel good. I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Da-da-da-da-da. I knew that I would.
Okay, Sister, you ain't got to sing.
Okay, well, I just feel good. I just want to let everybody know I feel good.
All right, Sister, we got you. You feel good. All right. All right, well, I'm glad you feel good. So I know tonight's conversation is going to be good then, since you feel good.
Well, you know, baby, the Lord will reveal that. The Lord will reveal something to me, then you know I'm going to tell it.
We know you're going to tell it, all right?
All right, all right. Just let you know.
Yes, we know. We know. Coochie, how are you today? You look lovely.
Well, hello there, Shay. I am doing glorious tonight. And like Sister, I am doing great. I'm feeling great. And it has been a beautiful day. And you know, well, you know, I had a little knock, 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 knock before I came on the show. So you know I'm feeling good. Nothing can mess up my day once you have some knock, 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 okay?
Oh, okay. You're going to explain some knock, knock, knock a little later in the show.
Well, of course, darling, of course. Okay.
All right. Now, Coochie, you want to give that number again?
Yes. Okay. The number to call is 917-889-8224. That number again is 917-889-8224. And that's the number to call. We want to hear from you.
All right. Yes, call that number. You be forgetting to do that, don't you?
Well, yes. I'm still getting used to it, but I am ready to take my responsibility. Yes, I am. And so I will jot that down to make sure that I do that every Tuesday.
All right. All right. Well, welcome once again. Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends, BYTV Media. And, guys, we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to definitely get into some relationship stuff because Coochie is going to explain some things to us about the nook, nook, nook. I'm excited to know about the nook, nook, nook. And also we've got some questions that are pertaining to relationships that came in. And so we're going to actually address those, Coochie. So we definitely want you to address those. And I guess, Sister, if you want to jump in and kind of give your expertise on it, you can do as well.
Oh, well, thank you, baby. You know, I do know something about relationships now. I've been married for a long time.
Well, we know that. We know you've been married for a long. Both of y'all been married for a long time. So, yeah, we know that. I was married for a long time once upon a time.
Well, we still married.
Oh, I mean, I know y'all still married, but what I'm saying is that once upon a time, I was married for a long time. I think 15 years is a long time because I'm still young.
Well, yeah, you're still a baby.
Yes, you're still a baby, so yes. You still got time, though, baby. You still got time.
Okay, all right. Well, I know I got time. I know I got time. So I'm being patient. I'm being patient.
Well, yeah, baby, you want to be patient now. You don't want to jump in and stuff like that now because that means you're just stuck. And it costs a lot to get a divorce. It does. So you got to make sure you know what you're doing. Because, you know, it costs more. It's cheaper to keep them. I'm telling you, we're living in 2018. It's cheaper to keep them.
Well, yeah, that's what Johnny Taylor told us. Cheaper to keep them.
Well, he wasn't lying, honey. That's why my husband's still with me. Because he know I'm going to go with the lie. And so he know it's cheaper to keep me.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So
What we're going to do is, sister, you are a mess. I tell you.
Well, I try to be, baby.
Okay, anyway. All right, so, okay, Coochie, this is one of the questions that came in via email and our chat room. Okay, and so I told him to wait until the show started and we would address the question. Okay, so this young lady has been single, she says, going on 5 years. Whoa, that's a long time to be single. She says she has done no dating, no anything. She has only conversated with people. She says that she wants to enter into a relationship, and she is looking to find out what are some qualities to look for when she's seeking out a new relationship.
Wow. She shouldn't be seeking out anything. Now, and I say that because you meet people and it should be like a connection. And you don't want to always go with the emotional connection because we are emotional people. You kind of want to go on the intellectual connection because you have to see how a man thinks, ladies. Because when you see how a man thinks, then you can know if that man is compatible with you and his thought process. Now, emotions can trick us because we can be emotionally interested, but then when we get on an intellectual part, we realize they are retarded. No offense, but that goes for male and female. So I always suggest to my client is that you want to search out an intellectual connection before the emotional connection. Because then that just sets it up for the emotional connection to even be more passionate. And you want passion and a relationship. But you want the kind of passion that is not that doesn't die out. Say, me and my husband, we have been married for 50 something years. And we still have the passion that keeps us together and keeps it solid. Do you understand what the coach is saying?
Yes. And I like that. I like that because I'm an emotional person, Coochie. And I like that, but I like to be intellectually stimulated. Now, I do like that. And so I like to see where your head is. And so I like, well, sister, what would you suggest?
Well, child, I would suggest that she go to the altar and she ask the Lord to send her husband down from the heavens. And I think the Lord will open up the heavens and shut him down for her.
Sister, come on.
Okay, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But no, I do think that she needs to pray for a companion that's suitable. But I was playing about the Lord was going to open up the heavens and drop them down. I was just playing, y'all. Don't take that serious. Sister likes to joke a little bit every once in a while. But she definitely would want to go to the Lord and ask him, you know, kind of, you know, tell the Lord what she looking for or he looking for. And I believe that the Lord will allow you to cross paths with the person of that what you're asking for. And so I always tell people, keep God in everything. Because if you do, then you know it's going to be blessed. And so go to God, tell him what you're looking for, baby. And then he's going to cause you to cross paths. And just cross paths. So be open. You got to be open now. Because, honey, I didn't see people cross paths and they weren't open at all. And then it was like, well, what's the point of him giving you a path if you ain't going to be open? Why cross the path if you ain't open, child?
Okay, I like that. I like that. Okay, all right. Well, that's good. Okay. Now, sister. Coochie. What's the no?
Well, I didn't want to stand on the air And me and my husband, we call it the knock, knock, knock. Because it's good for the grandbabies. They don't know what we're talking about. When we say it's time for the knock, 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 the grandkids and the children don't know what we're talking about. And the knock, knock, knock is getting busy, baby. Getting busy with your man. And that's the knock, knock, knock in my house. So when you hear me say knock, 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 then that means, hey, you can't mess with me. Because me and my husband have got down.
Oh, okay. I like that. Knock, 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 knock. Okay, knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. It sounds like you knock, knock, knock.
Wow. It was kind of like that, but we kind of made it. Nookie. You get it? Nookie. Knock, knock, knock. Nookie. Nookie. Knock, knock, knock. Well, I'm a little older. You know what nookie? Yes, I know what nookie is. Okay. Knock, knock, knock. I mean, no, no, no.
Okay. All right. Knock, knock, knock. I like that. Well, sister, what do you call it?
I call it putting on titty pee and turn on the light. Throw your drawers and light a candle.
Sister, I done told you that is not a lyric. You can't.
Look, if you know the song, you know it ain't no lyric.
You can't be saying, people going to get confused, and they going to be singing that song like that.
Well, trends come and go, so that's a new trend.
Oh, okay. Sing it again. Sing it again for us.
Turn off the light, and throw your drawers, and light a candle. Because tonight, we going to do what we do.
You just added that one?
I kind of felt something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, guys, look, we're doing short shows, and I've been traveling today. Well, actually, okay, yeah, I've been traveling. Got a new hairdo, you know, did the whole beauty thing and stuff. And so, you know, I was like, okay, well, let's just get on the air and do a little something, something, and, you know, have a little short show and everything and just bring you some little information. And we're just going to be talking it up Tuesday. And so we hope that you've enjoyed it. We're doing a short show, but hey, that's going to make you want to tune in again next week to find out what we're going to be talking about, okay? And so make sure you tune in every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Visit the website, bytvlive.com. Follow the show. Subscribe to the website. Hey, we want to hear from you. Send your questions, okay? We love to get those questions, and yes, we will address them live on the air. Coochie will give her expertise. Advice about relationships and any kind of coochie news you want. And sister's going to give you any kind of spiritual insight that you need. And I'm going to give you any life coaching that you need. And you know, hey, we're all one here on BYTV, Shea, Renee, and Friends. Yes, we are one. Aren't we one, ladies?
Yes, baby, we one.
Well, yes, Shea, you know we're one.
All right, yes, we are one. And so, without anything else, if you have not been told that somebody loves you today, well, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you.
Yes, we love you.
Yes, we do. And motivate somebody, guys. Make sure you're laughing more and you're loving more and you're enjoying every day of your life, because guess what? Life's too short, okay? And so make sure you get some nook, 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 okay? And without anything else, here's Bruno Mars. This is what I like, because what, ladies?
We like the nook, nook, nook.
Yes, we know.
Yes, we do. All right. Tune in next Tuesday.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? Your ass invited, so gone and get to clapping. Clap. Go pop it for a plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent the beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
for you, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.